WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seat, get ready, take your seat, and get ready. School Talk is a session. My name is Emerson, you're not, but welcome to Giant 90.9. I was just laughing. I can't help it.
I understand.
I love my intros. I just want to say crazy things behind the mic, like, he need to be in the institution. I'm sorry. My mama told me to be nice. I got in trouble a lot, and actually, I didn't do what my mama said.
Wow.
I was a knucklehead. But welcome to Giant 90.9, School Talk, once again, here on the airways of Giant 90.9, WBDG,
924-3434-923-2434-925.
317-244-9234,
that's 317-244-WBDG.
I need more coffee! Like Max said, you can call in today. What's that number, Max?
317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG.
We're going to talk about some stuff and things today to deal with Area 31 and some stuff and things to deal with Ben Davis High School. Because Area 31 is awesome. And it's an awesome part of Wayne Township Schools, part of Indiana education, not just Wayne Township here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Area 31 is awesome. We're going to talk about that today and some stuff and things. So, as always, my student producer is always a student who's producing the show. Boy, that's really a profound statement. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I feel like I'm a producer dude today. Like, how you doing? This is not. I need more coffee, Max.
I can understand that.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, your coffee's all gone. The coffee you gave me for the holiday, it was awesome, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I still got the coffee cup. I didn't drink that, but I drank up all the coffee. I appreciate you and your family helping me out on that because I love my coffee.
You're welcome.
Big Rob's in the corner saying, Emerson, you need more coffee, too. Big Rob might make it to the microphone then. You never know. So yeah. Keep my student in the corner. Stuff and things. Max, what you got to do this weekend?
This weekend is one of the few weekends I won't be calling sports.
Oh!
But, I'll still be busy. I'll be at Lucas Oil because there's the Monster Truck Show there. I've been going there for many years, so I'm excited to be back this year.
How close have you been up to a monster truck?
Before the event, they have a meet and greet with the drivers where you walk on the track, so I could stand right by it and touch a tire. I've been that close.
Actually?
Yeah.
Rob, how close have you got to a monster truck?
I've been in the back of a monster truck.
That's true. I have too.
We had a monster truck come to our school, and they had seats in the back for all the students to sit in.
That's so cool. I wonder what it feels like being in one during the performance, though.
Oh, we didn't get to know that.
Probably got to sign a waiver. So.
From what drivers have told me, it hurts. That's a big thing.
I've seen a lot of that on the big tube and little tube on the World Wide Web. It looks so awesome. And the trucks are beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, and all the wear and tear it takes out there on the field, on the track, the dirt track, it's amazing how those things keep on rolling. The wheels just don't fall off.
They can get stuff fixed, too. They have had an engine swapped in about an hour. They get your transmission fixed in 20 minutes.
Whoa. I need those guys. I got car issues now. Give me a number. Gosh, man. We got this one company called, I'll just say it, it's called the Wrench. They'll come to your house and fix your car, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
You know, that's pretty cool. So you're going to be out there at the big trucks.
Yep, Lucas Oil Stadium. Yeah. There's a show Saturday, so Sunday I'll be there Saturday.
Awesome. Well, you got a busy weekend. Yeah. So we know Max is doing something, but our Ben Davis students are always doing something. So we got a thing we call the
Well, the Giant Spectacular will be Saturday, February 18th. That is a huge choir event here at Ben Davis. Make sure you attend that. However, when we look at February 20th, that's President's Day, so make sure you don't attend school that day because there's no school that day. You won't be let in exactly,
that,
I would
that'd
think.
Be funny. That'd be me. I would show up on President's Day. See, I was a knucklehead in high school, and I would show up on President's Day knowing, thinking school was in and then wouldn't be in. So that'd be me, Max.
Then College School Sunday is February 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. That's the free FAFSA help at Washington High School. That's taking place on a Saturday. Basketball action, girls sectional hoops. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Pike versus Ben Davis at Southport for sectional action there in the semifinals. Meanwhile, the undefeated boys team will be hosting Covenant Christian on Tuesday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. And then our social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And all of our podcasts are on audioboom.com. School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with a replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, wow, that's the thing we call that busy. The thing we call that thing... It's a busy weekend. Ben Davis students are always busy. If you drive by Ben Davis High School on the weekends, you'll see the lights on. The students will be in there doing different things, and adults from the community in the school doing certain things. It's an awesome opportunity. Well, we got guests in the studio. Like I said, I got guests in the studio. So we want to talk about an awesome section of the world, not just of the city, of the state, of the world, Area 31. And it's so many names out there, but I'm going to call it Area 31 because there's so many partnerships with Area 31. We're going to talk about that today. We got some awesome. So I got some guests. I got department chair of Area 31. I got Mrs. Debbie Montgomery, and she brought a guest with her. So I'm going to let her introduce the guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you. But we're going to talk about some stuff and things at Area 31. Good morning, Mrs. Montgomery. How you doing? She's putting the headphone on. It's like, I'm getting there. We're getting our headphones tied up here. There she is.
All right.
Mike's going to turn this microphone around, and we'll have three microphones going because we got three. Yeah. So we got stuff and things going in the live radio. So good morning, Mrs. Montgomery. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here. I dressed for radio today.
Oh.
I did.
I love how you dress for radio. You look awesome. We had a guest, the Voice of the Coast. Help me out, y'all. Voice of the Coast. He's retired. No, retired. The main man. Shucks.
I don't know.
Voice of the Coach. Come on. He was like, guess I'm going crazy. Don't get old, y'all. You were, Mr. Reacher, where you at when I need you? He come on to the show.
Bob LeMay.
See, I'm sorry. And he always said he had a face for radio.
Yeah.
Well, you're dressed for radio.
We
appreciate y'all. So if I go off on a tangent off the road, just Max, just get a hanger and just bring me on back. And you got Bronga guest. Who's your guest?
I have a guest with me. This is Mr. Dave Berryman. He's our cybersecurity instructor.
Whoa. Straight to the mic. To the mic. We want to definitely talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Dave's. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. I got a man through the door says same thing, Bob Lamy. Yeah, I appreciate that. Because y'all know I forget. What's my name? Never mind. Area 31. Wow.
Yeah, Area 31 is like the hidden gem of the world.
Yeah,
we are like the mega training center for young people to be able to kind of explore all the kinds of things that they could be or want to be, where passions become professions.
Wow.
And they do it at a very low cost, because I know when I went to school, I wanted to be a teacher. I thought I did, and went to classes and all this stuff, and I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. And I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I took other jobs, did all these other things, and then I decided maybe I do want to teach and went back to school.
But even before you started to teach, where'd you go to high school at?
Westfield Washington High School.
Where's that at?
It's on the north side near Carmel. It was nothing. Now it is a mega sports place, and it's a really big deal, but I was the... we were the Fighting Shamrocks.
I like that.
But anyway.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And IUPUI. So.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to ask your guest, where'd you go to high school at? And I forgot the first name that quick. First, Mr.
Well, this is Dave Berryman.
Mr. Dave. Yeah. I'm going to call you Dave. Dad, where'd you go to high school?
I went to 4 different high schools in 3 different
you
states.
You sound like me.
All over the place. But I did go to Northwest for a while.
Went to Northwest? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you go to college?
Well, my degree's from Purdue University.
Purdue? I won't hold that against you. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
But I went to 4 different high schools all in one city.
Oh. I took 3 states.
Yeah, I was a knucklehead, but you were smarter than me. but if you had Area 31 back in the day, when I went to high school, Mr. Montgomery, I would have stayed in high school.
Yes. And then that's the thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So Area 31 is a chance for kids to kind of explore things that they think they like to do, but do it at a, I mean, it doesn't cost them the money that college costs. And that's kind of that thing is you try out. We had a girl that was in dental. She was a senior, wanted to do that first day, got sick because they showed all these gross videos of teeth and mouth and decay.
Yeah.
And, okay, she found out she didn't want to do that, but it didn't cost her $10,000 to find out she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Went to culinary. Oh, thumbs up. So it's for, and a lot of people think that it's for kids who aren't going to college.
Yeah.
And that is such a misconception because every single one of our classes are college dual credit classes, except for one. And that one, then at the end, you get a national certification. So there's many opportunities for kids. So another time, a kid, she was one of our ambassadors. It's our spokespersons for our programs.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there, and she was in cosmetology. And I said, what do you want your own salon? Do you want to be a professional? What do you want to do with your salon, your cosmetology? Mm-hmm. And she looked at me like I was from another planet. She goes, I don't want to be a cosmetologist. She goes, I want to be a criminal justice investigator.
Okay.
And I'm like looking at her all confused, right? She goes, kids in college. I want to work my way through college.
Right.
Kids need their hair cut, their nails done, you know, all these things through college. I'll just pay for that.
Man.
With my cosmetology.
So one thing about, I've guessed just in that little small segment, if you don't know what you want to do.
Try it out.
Now, okay, sophomore, junior, seniors, what grade can you get into Arizona? What is the start? And then I'm going to talk about who can get in.
Okay, great. So eighth graders need to start thinking about it.
Wow.
Because in eighth grade, they do their high school plan, and you really need to plan ahead because we have 11 schools coming to Area 31. It's very, very, very competitive. So if we only have 50 slots in, say, cybersecurity, and we're getting 11 schools, getting applications, enrollment forms in, it's really tough to get in. So we look at GPA first.
Okay.
We look, did you pass your English 10, your Algebra 1?
Mm-hmm.
So eighth graders need to start planning. I'm going to be at school. I'm going to have good attendance. I'm going to pass my classes. I'm going to get the best GPA possible when I start as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure that I'm on the path to get there because they enroll their sophomore year, this time of year, to enroll to be in the Career Center their junior and senior year.
And you said 11 different schools.
11, well, plus homeschools, plus private schools.
Now, speaking of one of the schools, my producer, I'm gonna give the mic back to him, goes one. So I want to find out what grade and when did you start thinking about Area 31 and how?
So I visited Area 31 for the first time when I was an eighth grader, like so many others. And I always got interested there. We had a kid one day in the hallway be like, hey, who wants to see TV and radio? So we ended up seeing the studio, and I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. And then I've been here since my junior year, so this is year 2.
Wow. Now, my man in the corner, Rob, Rob, come over and grab my microphone real quick. When did it hit you? How did you get involved in Area 31?
Well, you know, it started just by seeing videos. I didn't really think much of it. And then once I got to Harris, where I go to school now, I started looking at the brochures. I was like, well, it's either going to be TV or radio, because I did TV for my freshman year at Brownsburg, and I applied to both, got accepted to radio. And
okay, here you are.
Yeah.
My man in the corner. Big Rob has his own show also. And that's the thing. If you don't know what you want to do in Area 31, check out Area 31. You just had an open house?
We just had an open house January 26th. We sent out 9,500 invitations. Not everybody came, fortunately, right. because we didn't have space. But we were packed. So I was in the criminal justice class, and we did not. There were six of us. We did not stop talking all evening from 5:30 to 7:30. Yeah. It was just incredible. And there were kids from eighth grade, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, yeah. even looking for what to do their senior year. So it was absolutely incredible.
I went to the website again last night. Oh. And I haven't been there for a while. That website's been revamped.
It has. It's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you go, wow. if and when, and it shouldn't be if, it should be when you go to our website, you're going to see every single program. You're going to see a video with the teacher and kids talking yeah. about the program. You even can go into the classroom by doing a 360 tour of that classroom. Because I think when people think, it's a culinary class, yeah, we're going to cook, we're going to use home ec stoves. No, this is a health department approved kitchen. We're going to go to auto service and we're going to work on a car or two. Well, we have 8 lifts in our auto service. We're going to go to radio and TV and we're going to have this little podcast mic and this little rinky dink. No, this is the real deal.
talk to him. Tell him.
It is. So it's the real thing when you come to us, so that when you do, we help kids get back into the job force or into the job force if that's their choice once mm-hmm. they leave Area 31. And so that transition's pretty smooth for business and industry. Yeah.
Communication, construction and manufacturing, health sciences, education, human services, transportation, advanced manufacturing. Now these are some of the, I think I'm getting a bum rush.
Well, first of all, this is Mr. Goins performing RSBDTV. We just want to say a shout out to Area 31 and Mrs. Montgomery and all the things that she does and the counselors, and appreciate you coming on board. First year teacher. 21 years ago I was in this seat, man. So I understand what you're going through. Hang in there, hang tough. And remember, we all love you, Brian.
Thank you.
Push the magic button twice in 2023. The show's been bum rushed. Now, what that means, my guess, if you got something, this is called the bum rush. If you got something going on, or you want to shout out, or you want to say hi to somebody, show up at the window or open the front door and just bum rush the show. That's a bum rush. Yes. And I've got Mr. Goins done it twice this year, and I've got had it done. So I extend that invitation to all my guests. Montgomery, okay. you're flying down the hallway. I'm gonna stop it. I something I want to say. I don't care. Boom, bum rush the show. We love getting bum rushed here on Giant 90 Party. It is so cool. And what I was saying, public safety. Now, folks, I just did the headlines. I just did the title. I didn't break down the program within all those sections, because the whole bunch of stuff just in the lines. When I say public safety, I'm just not talking about cybersecurity.
Well, yeah, but we like that.
But I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about cybersecurity. Okay, this is going to be crazy. I'm totally off script. I was watching the movie Ex Machina on HBO. It's an AI movie, artificial intelligence. It was a great movie. It caught me off guard. It had an awesome ending. Computers, electronics. The computer world, like I said, it was off script. It was just a great show. But bringing it back to right now, cybersecurity and your electronics and bad guys trying to get your data.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And we're going to fight back.
That's huge.
But you can't fight back unless you understand the tools they're using.
Yeah.
So we get to try some of those tools out.
Yeah. I know you don't go to the dark web, but
No. But you know what? You got to know something about that, too. Yeah.
That is crazy. And I was talking to my coworker about the dark web, and she was trying to explain something to me, and I was going to call security on it. But anyway, it was like, it was so interesting how data works.
And it works all the time. Billions and billions of zeros and ones. It all means something.
I know, but back in the 70s, and I'm telling my age again.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
Max, I'm not alone today.
Hello.
I got the folks know what an IBM mainframe was.
Hey, I was working on those mainframes. 30 years worth of mainframes.
Yeah, back in 1970, I took a computer class at Clark College for computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
RPG-2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fortran. And BASIC.
Yeah.
Those are the three languages I was trying to learn.
Well, don't forget COBOL.
COBOL. COBOL. Ones and twos. ones and punch cards, ones and twos, and we was dealing with. And, the mainframe, like the big, was our computer was 1970. Laptops weren't out.
It hadn't been invented.
Well, we didn't have them anyway.
No, they weren't invented.
The government might have had them, but we didn't have them.
Yeah.
So we had the IBM main, biggest fridge, a double wide refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the small one. Yeah.
Wow. And it's now up to date. Now I got a computer in front of me, and you guys walk around with computers in your pockets.
Yeah.
They call them cell phones.
Hey, so, the biggest difference, though, that cell phone is for one person, but that mainframe,
yeah,
they're still making them.
Yeah.
Because they take care of thousands at the same time. All your credit cards are going through mainframes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we get to teach. We get to show the students how that works.
So tell me of a typical day in your program.
A typical day is busy.
Yeah.
Because when we start out, first of all, my students, when they walk in the classroom, they're asking me, what do we work on today?
Wow.
Because it is exciting. Yeah. It's new. It's fresh.
A lot of jobs out there, too. That's a whole new show.
I mean, when a student finishes even their junior year, they're ready to start working.
Yeah.
It is fun because I get the best of the best students anyway.
Okay.
And when they come into my room, they're thinking they already understand all this stuff.
Okay.
And good for them because they could teach me something about cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
Right.
But, let's talk about how this really works in the real world.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it exciting. Now, I'll tell you what, there are times.
Okay.
That I'll get one of those enterprising young men in the back room. They'll say, Mr. Berman, could I use that? And of course, my response is, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You know, this is ethical. We're doing this as professionals. And so they're ready. They're ready to start working in the real world as they leave my program, even after the first year.
Wow.
It is so much. For me, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they walk in believing that, I want to be a hacker. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, don't.
We want to be a hacker?
No. Yeah, they do. But you know what? Once they start to learn some of those tools, they can see how they can use them for good stuff.
Yeah. The job market is wild. You see the ads for cybersecurity.
They're all over the place. We can't find enough people. And we need people of all types. Not just, you know, the guy that wants to be the hacker. Because you know what? That's not going to last very long. And, you know, going to jail is kind of a bad deal.
That's not cool.
No,
so when you, with the, okay, one thing with cybersecurity, the cyber bad guys.
Oh,
every time the good guys develop a new piece, you already know what I'm going. You already know. You already read my mind. You already seen the data. The bad guys are trying to be two steps ahead of the good guys and trying to find out how to crack what you just created.
I know. And you know what? That was one of the questions my students asked this week. Because, you know, I'm going through some of these ways and tools that we have available to look for the bad guys. And there's Mr. Berman. How do you do all these? Well, just like the bad guys, it's practice.
Yeah.
It's practice. It's work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this isn't something that's just as magic. But once you understand how this stuff really works and you're thinking, wait a minute, I thought this was a whole lot more sophisticated. Well, it's only sophisticated if you haven't taken the time to learn how it really works.
Yeah.
And once you learn that part of it, you're thinking, why didn't I think of that?
So in the coding, is the coding still ones and twos?
Oh, well, the coding is all zeros and ones.
Zeros and ones, yeah.
I knew what you meant. Yeah, it's all zeros and ones, okay. And there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, billions of them.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's actually kind of neat how this has grown over the years, the centuries. Yeah, I remember the mainframes. Mainframes are still being used today.
I do remember, I got another question for both of them. I do remember how when I was trying to write the programs in BASIC, Fortran, or COBOL, it was just very interesting how you see something go from, like you said, ones and zeros, and you put them in the right orders, and then they turn into something. It's really freaky how it turns into something that folks can use, and it's really crazy. That is crazy. But anyway, partnerships. I know you got Vincent University, and then you got University of Indianapolis. The cell program. What is the cell?
So,
what is
So CEL is the college education. It's a cooperative that works with early college programs across the state of Indiana. So
networking
helps us to know that we're on the same page and we're on the forefront of that early college for our high school students. So it's just a cooperative and networking for that.
Okay, Dave, in your program, when they finish your program, what do they have a certificate or when they finish your program, what they got
besides first of all, they're going to have college credit. That's kind of cool. Vincennes University.
Okay.
Real college credit. It's something that even if you don't go to Vincennes University, I'll tell you what, it's college credit.
College credit, yeah.
And then if you do go to Vincennes, well, shoot, you've already taken care of the first couple years.
Exactly.
So it's a beautiful way to move from high school into college, into a professional. And, oh, by the way, you might build fund that college.
Yeah. I mean, I wish the folks hear your voice and hear your voice, Mr. Montgomery, because it is so important if you see it in high school. I look back now. Like I said, my hometown was Terre Haute. And I went to Gerstmeyer. I went to Wiley. I went to State Laboratory. I would have graduated from the first year of North Vigo High School if I had my act together. I did not. And I quit when I was in my junior year because they wanted me to stay back a year. So I'm 18 and want me to redo my junior year. So I quit and joined the Marine Corps. I got in the Marine Corps and they said, you want some rank in my Marine Corps? Take your tail back to high school. So I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. And then I came home and went to ISU and got 12 hours credit from ISU. Like you said, credits are credits. But if I had my act together, if I had Air 31 when I was in high school, I don't know where I would be because of the opportunities that Air 31 offers. And I take my head off to Max and Big Rob and all the kids in the other 12 schools, you know, that have Air 31 that's available to them to have options to the worldwide world of opportunities. Because I know, because cyber, you turn on the TV, you turn on the internet, you see these jobs for cybersecurity positions open.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And we can just talk for days about that.
So we're right in the midst of our enrollment process.
Okay.
And we have an open enrollment until the 28th of February. So we don't have much time left.
Are you knucklehead? I'm listening to former knucklehead. Get your tail together. Get in Area 31.
Get into the Area 31 website, and then there'll be a pop-up, and that's the form that you fill out. You can talk to your counselors, but you can do this enrollment all on your own. In previous years, we've had so many students try to get into certain programs that we've actually looked at expanding. So next year, we're expanding four of our programs. Harris will house four of our programs that were very highly competitive.
Magic button.
So we are expanding cybersecurity. So that's exciting. We're expanding our health science. That is an area where it's just growing because all of people like us, you can't see us, but the gray hairs, the boomers.
No hairs.
We're getting old and falling apart, and that healthcare system needs them. So that's a really popular. Medical assisting is going to be out there as well. And then help me out. What's our other program that's going out there?
Cyber.
There's four. Health science, medical assisting, and
cybersecurity.
Oh, I can't think of the other one.
It's on the website.
The website. So because those were such high demand classes that we've expanded that to the Brownsburg. So students can be at both locations.
Even law enforcement. I mean, that's just...
Oh, that's the other one. Criminal justice.
There you go.
It is, because we turn as many kids away as we could have taken.
Wow.
So this actually helps students have more access.
Wow.
Which is cool.
That's awesome. And like I said, that website is awesome. If you got to go there for the information. You got to go there and look at the videos and get the information and contact Ms. Montgomery and the crew, because it's worth every... Because Area 31 is more than... It's just more than high school. It's more than high school. It takes your high school and puts it... And then you're on steroids. High school on steroids. Steroids. Let me drink more coffee. But it's like, wow, you know. And it gives you the direction that you need, because I didn't have it. And I say this 10,000 times. If I did, I would have been in radio. I know I would have been in radio. But I would have been in radio for sure. But to have the opportunity to do it, and a lot of kids just need to know what that is there. You guys do great work over there. No two ways about it.
Thank you.
And we just keep on doing what you're doing. And it's just, I can just say, just keep on talking. So what I want to do now is So we got the, we did the health, we did the open enrollment, we did the community thing. Anything special as far as any, how could, what if a parent just wants to walk through? Because they missed the open house. What if they want to just do a walkthrough? They saw it on the internet, and then what you want to do a walkthrough?
Parents can call. They can set up tours. We'll come on in, and we'll walk you through, and you can visit. We have visitors in the Career Center all the time. We love showing off. Yeah. We love just letting everybody see what we're doing.
Awesome. So. Awesome. My producer said, okay, Mr. Allen, you're out of time. I do. I go over my limit, and then the students just got to put me right back in. That's why I'm student producer, and they are in control. Mr. Bierman, Mrs. Montgomery, we appreciate you coming in. And like I say, the door is always there. The window is always there unless somebody breaks it. But you always got an opportunity to do a bum rush on the show. I don't care what.
Bum rush.
I don't care what you're doing. Something happened. Something happened great in, you, in one of the classes you want us to know about it, a breakthrough, an event, something that the students did and is worthy to talk about. Our students do a lot of worthy things. Bum rush the show. I mean, seriously, it's Superintendent Butts is sitting here. Bum rush the show. I'm serious. You know, he's one of our biggest fans, Superintendent Dr. Butts. He's one of our biggest fans here on Giant 90.9. And anything involving the students, you know, good and well, Dr. Butts is going to be in the head of the line.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're doing things, you're talking about our young people and you want the world to know about it, bum rush the show. And Dr. Butts, he'd be right behind you, clapping his hands all the way down to the finish line. So extend that welcome.
All righty. Okay,
thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in. All right, we got to get this kids back to class and teachers back to teach. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, it's going to be given back. But just remember, your future is in the hands of one who hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the cats in Area 31. Area 31 got it going on. You can go all the way. You can go all the way in Area 31. I don't care what you want to be. Want to be a police officer? Area 31. Want to be a pilot? Area 31. Want to be on TV? Area 31. You want to be a mechanic? Area 31. You want to do cybersecurity? Area 31. Help me out, Max. You want to do a... Help me out.
You want to be crazy like Emerson? Yeah. Do
no,
radio.
Don't be Emerson. You want to do
air conditioning? Area 31. You want to do a...
There's construction. There's plenty of other big trades like that.
You want to do that? You want to be an electrician? You want to be a? You want to do hair? You want to be a doctor? True. You want to be a nurse? Area 31. If you want to learn how to do medicine, Area 31. If you want to do radio, I said that twice. I love radio. Three times, four times, five times, six times. Let's do it. Go to Area 31. The fuse is pressed on School Talk. And I said, if you're here with the Wayne Thompson, been there since school, but my view is my guest. I'll see you next week on School Talk, but I don't know who my guest is.
We'll find out. And so will the audience.
And thank you, Mr. Gorin, for bum rushing this show. See you next week on School Talk.